We come into mindfulness of this body. We begin by knowing where the body is in space. Take a moment and let your eyes open and see the room. Let your eyes take in the shape of the room. What's here? Who's here? In the circle, the colors and the evening light. Let yourself be aware of where you are in this building in Southwest Berkeley, in the East Bay, on the West Coast, on planet Earth. You can bring your body into awareness of place in any way that rings true for you. You could come through the lens of family. I am close to the place I grew up or far away from the place I grew up. I'm in a place I chose or a place I didn't choose. You could do it through the lens of community. Here I am where there are people who are like me, who I resonate with. You could do it through the lens of culture. I'm here in California, in the United States. California is like this. The United States is like this. This is our history. This is the land. This is land beloved to and occupied from the Ohlone people, among many others who have lived here for a very long time. All of this is a way of saying, here we are in this place. And the beginning of mindfulness of the body is to know the body in its place. And it's always useful to start with eyes open, really sensing that. The space of meditation is not an abstract space that exists separate from physically where you are, who you're with, how your body is arranged in space. From that basic grounding in place, let your attention drop closer into your body, sensing your posture. Feel how your legs are crossed, supported, sensing the cushions underneath you, sensing both ease in the body and ache or tension. Notice where your limbs are. And here you might bring in the gentle intention to, as we began with, lifting the heart, opening through the shoulders, letting the elbows relax. Inviting the spine to rest in its natural curves, belly relaxing, lower back softly curved. The head and neck soft and balanced at the top of the spine. Neither falling forward nor back. Find the floating place of the head. And then relaxing through the jaw, temples, around the eyes. Sense already how awareness of what's happening now has shifted. Knowing yourself in place and then in posture. And then from the posture, notice movement. You might notice the little movements through the spine, a little sway. You don't need to do anything with them or amplify them, but just notice the natural movement in the body and the movement of breath. taking a few moments to connect with the body breathing. You could connect by deepening your breath, taking a few quite full breaths in and out. Noticing where the breath moves easily in the body, where it doesn't. And one way to come into mindfulness of breathing that continues to cultivate the sense of the whole body as home is to hold the whole body and its posture and its sensations in your awareness as you breathe. As if you could feel the breath in every part of your body, out in your limbs, in your hands and feet, in the root of the body, at the pelvic floor, up to the crown of the body, the top of the head, both sides, front and back. And begin to sense not just the movement of the physical breath in the lungs and diaphragm, and belly, the sense that the whole body breathes in and breathes out all at once, all the parts together. From the deep breaths, if that feels good, feels like it opens the body into deeper presence. As that presence stabilizes or fills out, then you might let go of the deepened breath and just breathe in a way that's natural and relaxed. Not trying to breathe any particular way. If we relax around the breathing, often it gets shorter, gentler. One meditation structure that keeps us in contact with the sense of the whole body while breathing is to relax the whole body into its sitting posture. Allow a natural breath to rise and fall. But keep the posture of the body and the intention to relax as the foreground. Just staying with the sense of the whole body, becoming receptive, settling. And then let the breath move through that, coming and going on its own. Because mindfulness is, at its heart, a training in tracking and staying with experience in a continuous way, it helps to stay with a particular sensory experience for a little while as training. And so we might connect with the breath, coming and going on its own, long or short. And with just the gentlest persistence, lean your awareness toward the breath so that you bring the breath into foreground or the sense of the whole body breathing into the foreground. And then stay with that perception. stay with that thing in the foreground. The breath in some part of the body, or the sense of the whole body breathing, or the whole body in its posture breathing. It feels a little bit like awareness locks in to a certain aspect of perception. And then you can stick it there, or stay. One teacher says you engage with the object of meditation like you're polishing a vase, like a silver vase. You just rub it gently with the cloth until it shines, until you really see all its details. And connect with the in-breath and stay with it with a kind of warm engagement, rubbing it with awareness, staying close to it with awareness. When it shifts to the out-breath or to the next in-breath, renew the connection. Like striking a piano key and holding it down, the sound is strong initially and then immediately starts to decay out into silence. In the same way, when we connect with the breath or the body, the initial moment is strong. We really feel it. But then that strength of feeling almost immediately starts to decay. And if we don't reconnect, it will weaken. And when a wandering thought or a part of your story, an idea about the past or the future, pops up, it'll pull the attention away. And the practice is just to strengthen our capacity to stay present with the body for longer in a continuous and steady way. Breath by breath, tiny movement in the posture to tiny movement. We just stay with the unfolding experience of bodily life. And as we stay, less effort is needed. Or it goes in waves, more effort sometimes, less effort other times. Once we can stay for a while without the attention flickering away, we start to have the refuge of mindfulness, the great refuge of samadhi, a resting place for the mind, for the heart. Eventually, this becomes a deep reset, a deep coming home to ourselves in the life of this body, out of the realms of anxiety, fantasy, fear. Come back to the body and its posture again and again, and the breath in the whole body, connecting and sustaining that connection. Letting the felt experience of the body brighten, open, swirl within the steady gaze.